Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's head out to the phone lines. We have Isaac Bruce. Isaac Bruce, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the L.A. Rams. We'll talk to him about the 49ers and the Rams. But, Isaac, you caught us in the middle of a conversation about Colin Kaepernick. And we were just talking about, you know, even talking about Kaepernick and discussing him as a possible NFL quarterback. It's not that I'm averse to that or any of us are, but it just feels like a pipe dream that any owner is going to give him a chance at this point. What do you think about that?
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. But
sure.
You know, honestly, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen. I mean, you know, when you look at the backup quarterback situations around the entire league, you know, a guy like Peterman, I think he's still around. And I think that, you know, he should be in the top maybe 60 quarterbacks that are walking the planet right now. I think Kaepernick is within that mix. And if he's available to play and he can still play, I mean, this thing that we call the NFL has always been the great equalizer. It can always – you know, keep out the guys who can't play. Not base this solely on their ability to play the game itself. If you can't play, it will show immediately. And if you can, there's always a place for you. So, if he's in that top 60 quarterbacks that are walking around here, he definitely deserves an opportunity to play. Now, will he get it? Remains to be seen.
We'll get into the Ram-Niner rivalry in a moment, but you were here just before Colin Kaepernick came. How much does this particular ownership and maybe the culture of the Bay Area lend itself to a possible return for Kaepernick in this current COVID-19 climate?
If any team knows him, it's obviously the team that drafted him. I mean, you talk about, you know, the history of the 49ers with Mr. DeBartolo, and the way he cared for his players. He was always there for his players. I hear story after story from former 49er players just how much of a family atmosphere it was. I mean, guys getting hurt, and he'd end up going to the hospital to check on these guys personally. So that's the organization that drafted him. So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back in to help, you know, resurrect his career.
Isaac, you played the game at the highest of levels. When you talk to other Hall of Famers, what do they think of the way the league has handled the Kaepernick situation over the last few years?
Well, it's pretty similar to what the current players feel. I mean, you know, when you look at a guy who was drafted as high as he was, not only that, but he took a team to the Super Bowl with an opportunity to win it. The way he played, the way the game was designed around his skill set and the way you see the game being played now. There are a couple of guys out there that are similar, that have similar skill set to what Kaepernick brought to the table. And, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what I hear. It's a sense of, you can tell that it's something going on that shouldn't be going on, but you're not surprised that it's still happening in this climate and in this day and time here where we are.
Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famer, joining us on 95.7 The Game, former receiver for the L.A. Rams and the San Francisco 49ers also. Let me turn to the game on Sunday, Isaac. What's the biggest difference between the Rams this year from the Rams last year?
Well, it had to be just the priority on the run game. I mean, when you have a team or an offense that can run the ball effectively and keep the chains moving, so to speak, you know, it bodes well for those three, you know, important aspects of the game. Special teams, defense, you give the defense an opportunity to rest. You can play ball control with your special teams. You can keep drives going. You don't put your quarterback in a situation where he feels like he may have to win the game himself and throw it, you know, 50-plus times, although he did that Monday night. But, you know, you have something, an aspect of that team that can travel. A run game always travel. A defense, a great defense will always travel in the NFL. So if you can come out with a really good running game, which I think that, you know, we've placed the priority on, you know, you're going to have some success doing it.
And you look at this 49er team that struggled because of all the injuries, and their ability to run it last year was almost legendary. Is that right, where you would pinpoint the struggles for this Niner team, just the inability to continue to have a consistent run game due to all the injuries?
Absolutely. I mean, it looks like, you know, wherever Coach Shanahan goes, he brings that system of running the football. He teaches and lets everyone know just how important that running game is. So, you know, it's almost been like, you know, he can just plug and play at the running back position and still be effective with that running game. So, you know, with the injuries playing a part of that, you know, sometimes it can take away from what you want to do. And sometimes systems are important, but, you know, it's about the Joes most of the time, the guys that you have in your huddle, the guys that you are really banking on to come out and just execute what your game plans are.
Isaac, on a broader league note, earlier this week we saw the list of Hall of Fame semifinalists come out, guys like Bryant Young, John Lynch. What advice would you have for players who believe they should be going in and have to wait a little bit longer, as you did, when so many people think they should be in already?
Oh, that's a great question, man. The advice I give them is just to really be, you know, you kind of treat it in, you know, the way you treat things in, you know, primary school, secondary school, even in high school. You know, there's a pretty girl that you like. You not only can realize that she's pretty, but, you know, all your friends and all the other guys realize that she's pretty as well. So they all may want an opportunity to say hi to her, introduce themselves to her. But the one that kind of ignores her, just ignores her for a long time, and she ends up coming to him. You know, I would say take that approach with this. I mean, that's kind of the approach that I took in the beginning. You know, I would take interview after interview and talk about the Hall of Fame, the process, and how come I'm not in there yet? You know, I would answer all those calls until it got to a point where it was just, you know, it was futile to me. So I wasn't going to go out and catch another pass, run another route. You know, my numbers are what they were. And, you know, my advice to those guys would just be just to leave it. Let it be. Let it do what it needs to do. You know, from my standpoint, I say, you know, get more former players, former offensive, defensive coordinators in that process of that selection process. And you see a huge difference as far as the guys being picked.
One of the semifinalists is one of your former Niner teammates, Patrick Willis, who had only a short 8-year career, but was so dominant. When you think Patrick Willis, do you think he deserves to have that gold jacket?
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's one of those guys that hit the ground running. I'm not sure, you know, what they're doing down there in Oxford, Mississippi, as far as player development. But, you know, you see some receivers around the league right now who are really stepping in and stepping up from the University of Mississippi. But Patrick was no different. I mean, I think he was the leader of that defense when he first came on. I mean, he was the captain. He was a physical player, and he was very dominant in the time that he played. And I honestly feel like, you know, just playing only maybe 7 or 8 seasons shouldn't affect his impact and everything he brought to not only to the 49ers, but to the game itself.
Hey, Isaac, let me ask you one more real quick, something I want you to help me with. In the first game between the Rams and the Niners, the narrative was that Aaron Donald was completely neutralized. He didn't do anything. The Niners took him out of the game with either the short passing game or the quick decisions. I mean, is it that simple that's what you can do to take a great player out of the game? Or if the 49ers were to try to do that again, do the Rams have a way to you know, counter that and make Donald a factor?
Well, let's not forget another aspect of that. It's the double team. I mean, I guarantee you they don't single cover or single just match up Aaron Donald that first game. But, I mean, you have to do everything you can. If it's getting the ball out of the quarterback hands or running away from him or doubling him, I mean, he's that type of player where you have to give him that attention. Now, I mean, it's a game about, you know, adjustments and having playing a team within your division, you know, like we're going to do Sunday. I mean, we know each other. I mean, they know what we like to do and vice versa. So that adjustment has to come from what we are doing defensively to make him a bigger part of the game. And not only that, just the other players around him. If he's getting doubled, if they're doing things just to keep him out of the game, other guys have to step up and make plays. And I believe they'll do that this Sunday.
Isaac, thank you so much for joining us. Listeners can check him out at the Believe in Rams podcast, and basically for all those future Hall of Famers who are on pins and needles, you're saying, you know, play a little hard to get. Play a little hard to get, Isaac, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, and congratulations on the Hall of Fame. That was very recently.
A major.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.